Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's call it pre-state this weekend in wrestling as we head along Interstate 80, Princeton High School. Head coach Steve Amy, now in his 15th season. Yes, it's the Steve Amy. That's the 2000 graduate of Rock Ridge High School. 59 years for the Pit, they call it. So I know as the wrestling blood runs deep for Steve Amy, how cool is it to, you know, host a tournament like this where you've sustained the longevity?
You know, this tournament's really cool. It's cool to just sit back and watch. There's so many great matches. You know, there's one, two, three, just off the top of my head, I believe 5 returning state champs and, you know, who knows how many placers and runner ups. But when those guys, you know, get to meet for possibly the first time this year and as they're getting ready to amp it up for the state tournament, and then they get to see this competition, you know, it's fantastic to watch.
Yeah, so I know people always call it kind of pre-state. Do you still feel that way about this event?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's multiple, you know, state placers and state qualifiers in every weight class. And, you know, if you look at the state tournament, there's 16-man brackets. Here we're 24 to 32, depending on, you know, the size of the weights. And there's great guys that never make it out of our sectional and other sectionals that should be on the podium down at state or competing for a spot, but they can't be in top 4. Well, here, you know, they've got their opportunity to showcase themselves a little bit more.
So how many total teams will be in the field this weekend?
33.
That's a pretty good number, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, as you kind of assess where the sport is right now in 2022, 2023. You know, it's been weird. We're still trying to figure out of the pandemic where we're at, not only in wrestling, but just in interscholastic athletics in general. How do you think wrestling is holding up right now?
I think wrestling's doing great, actually, I think. I don't think the pandemic hurt it a whole lot. You know, there was wrestlers are built a little bit different. You know, they don't worry about that stuff because you're in close contact all the time. And I noticed that spring. I was like, what is going on here? So we could go out that spring and wrestle and take our masks off to wrestle. And then we'd have to come back and sit on the bench, put your mask back on. I was like, this just doesn't make any sense to anybody. So, you know, I don't think it really affected wrestling a whole lot.
So 15 years at Princeton, you found a new home. You know, a lot of people say Steve Amy's always a Rock Ridge Rocket on a wingback counter in a 2-point takedown. but 15 years is a pretty good home. Tell us just a little bit about your connection now to the Princeton community and Princeton wrestling program.
Well, I love it here. I'm close enough to home, far enough away. If I need to go see mom or something during the day, I can get it back. But you know, it's great here. Got the, you know, 2 boys growing up here in this town that both love it. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So how much do they miss granddad and how much do you miss dad? I tell a lot of people that, you know, sometimes the people that you're closest to, you don't realize the impact they had on people's lives until you lose them. And I'm sure since your dad's passing, you've realized, man, I know my dad was a big deal. But man, the people that have reached out to me and the stories I've heard, what's that been like for you and your brothers and your mom?
You know, it's still been a little rough at times. You know, what's hard for me is, you know, after a dual meet or tournament and I just need to call and talk to him and now I can't because he was always that, you know, board I could bounce things, ideas and stuff off of and, or just build me back up when we weren't doing as well. Just keep me on the right path. You know, that's the difficult thing for me. And then, you know, of course, my 2 not having him here. This man, he was great with them, being grandpa.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome. So I know the last time we talked to you, I don't know if it was last year or a couple years, I was talking to you a little bit about, you know, the sport of girls wrestling taking off in the IHSA. And you said, I feel pretty good about getting some kids involved at Princeton. Where do you think we're at with girls high school wrestling now?
Girls high school wrestling, it's exploding. I mean, it's great. We have three on our team. You know, it's been hard. I think it's harder for some of the smaller schools to recruit girls, than it is the bigger ones where they can get, cause the bigger schools are getting, 15, 20 girls, 30 girls at the most. You know, at Geneseo, I think they got 15 to 18, which is fantastic. But I try all the time to continue to talk girls out, but they're kind of afraid of that stigma that kind of goes along with it still a little bit. But, in our kids club, we have maybe 8 to 10 little girls wrestling, which is fantastic. So it's coming along, but I think it's a little bit further down the road for some of the smaller schools like ours, but, it's booming right now.
So I was just curious, when you run into Rock Ridge as a head wrestling coach, and you kind of look across the mat, do you do a double take and say, "Well, man, I was wearing that singlet, 22 years ago," or is it long enough past that it's not that big of a deal anymore?
Wrestling wise, it wasn't that ever too big a deal. I saw it as fun wrestling wise. Football, when I was coaching football and we went over there, it was really awkward to be on that opposite sideline.
I bet.
Growing up on, the other one and then being over there, I was like, man, I've maybe only been over here once, twice in my life. But yeah, that was awkward. But, wrestling wise, that competitive stuff juices come out in me and I get all fired up and we just try to beat them.
Yeah. So looking at this weekend, stuff starts Friday and a full day on Saturday. So when you kind of size up, and I know we're talking to you Wednesday, yeah, so we're a couple days away. When you size up, kind of the brackets and the weight classes, is there any of them that you say, wow, this, and now I know, there's a lot of talent in all the weight classes, but is there a couple that kind of really stand out when you size up the field?
Yeah. 132 and 138 are pretty darn good. 38, you got a returning state champ from Riverdale, along with a guy that took third at his weight also. And depending on what Dakota ends up doing, there could be a 3-time state champ in there as well if he doesn't go to 32 this weekend.
And then just as you size up basically all of the other brackets you mentioned, 33 teams in the field, really, you probably say there's going to be good wrestling, from the lower weights through the upper weights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's every match is, once you hit, semifinals, every match is a great match, and it's so much fun to watch.
All right. So anything else? What else is top of mind? I'm glad we have Steve Amy on. When we talk about kind of the sport of high school wrestling, anything in the forefront you look at with rules or any changes or things that you maybe would like to see?
Getting more officials out there. I know we've got a lot of young officials that are trying to get their, foot in the doors and stuff. And, there's always the official shortage, because people yell at them so much. I mean, being included probably on that a little bit, but, not from the stands as much, but, that would be one thing, along with, some of the rules that maybe more college style rules, the boundary rules and, way they're scoring a little bit.
All right. Well, I was thinking about it, such a great multi-sport athlete at Rock Ridge. You still have vivid memories, of those competitions back in the day, whether it be wrestling or playing football?
Yeah, quite a few of them actually. Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun time.
No question. All right. We'll let Steve Amy leave us. Anything else you need to tell our listening audience about the Princeton Invitational Tournament? They call it the Pit this weekend.
Come on out and watch it. It's better than the state tournament.
All right. Again, Friday and Saturday, it's the Princeton Invitational Tournament, year 59. And Steve Amy, have a good weekend. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, Steve Amy in his 15th year as head wrestling coach at Princeton joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.